This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community, and today we are very happy to have Joanne Green here. She is the MS Walk Ambassador, and she's here today to tell us about the upcoming MS Walk, and it's going to be on March 16th. Joanne, thanks for coming in. As ambassador, you get to go out into the community and tell everyone your story.
Get to talk a little bit about MS and what our goal is for the MS Walk. MS is a very common disease now. It is an autoimmune disease that affects the myelin in our systems. I myself have been diagnosed for about 19 years now, and I'm one of the lucky people that I don't look like I have it. Sometimes I don't feel like I have it, but it's always with me. I have MS, it doesn't have me. It strikes people differently at different times in their lives. I was very lucky that mine was caught by an ophthalmologist, and he found that I had optic neuritis, which is very common first symptom with MS. Went blind for a while, got my eyesight back, and have been dealing with it. I'm lucky that I have not had any exacerbations. I work full-time at Florida Tech, a very stressful job. I deal with the students and their money. I want to talk about the MS Walk being held this year at the Church of Vieira. It's just off the interstate, 95 and Wickham Road. You can walk, you can ride, you can jog, wear roller skates.
How many miles is it?
It's just over a mile.
Oh, that's very doable.
And they have a little extension on it for runners. They can run as many times the circuit as they would like. There's no pressure. It's a fun day. Like, I bring my two grandkids and my daughter and her husband and my husband and whoever else wants to be part of it. We do have a minimum donation of $20 to participate. And if anybody wants to do fundraising, we would really appreciate it. We have several ways to do it. You can either go online and make a donation yourself, go to your neighbors. We have little feet that we can give you to hand out, little steps to raise funds. The money stays, a lot of it stays here in Brevard County to help people with MS. We have camps for children that their parents have MS, or with things like air conditioning. If they say their air conditioner went out and they need a portable air conditioner, the MS Society will use these funds to purchase them an air conditioner. There's a sharing center where they can get supplies. Really helps my heart to participate in this walk. I've been doing it now as part of the walk committee for 3 years. Before that, I just would have a team and we would walk the route and just collect funds and donate them. But I was asked to be the ambassador this year because I am very involved with the MS Society. I have been running a support group for the past 15 years. We were meeting in the Melbourne Library, but now our group is so small that we're having to merge with another group, and we meet at MEMA on the last Sunday of the month. So if you know of anybody who has MS and they would like to join a support group, we would be very glad to have them.
So this walk is basically to raise funds and raise awareness for multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens on the 16th of March. And if they wanted to register or get more information, where could they go?
They can go to the National Multiple Sclerosis website, or they can go directly to an email that's brevardmswalk@cfl.rr.com, where you can either register with the team that Kevin Kelly has, or you can be a sponsor. You can go online, to walkflc.nationalmssociety.org, and it brings you to the page, and then you go in and you can connect with the Brevard Walk site there. Register a group, join an existing group, can register just to volunteer. We do need a lot of volunteers to keep the day going.
So once again, this is the Walk MS. It's on March 16th at the Church at Vieira. And if you'd like more information, you can go online to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society website, click in Walk Brevard County, and it'll bring you to our local walk right here. Joanne, I want to thank you so much for all you're doing and for coming in today to talk with us.
Oh, I'm very glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me.